Okay, Mike Smith is with us again from the Construction Council, and good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir, and it's coming up quick on Friday, the Construction Challenge. Tell me what how it's going to go.
Yeah, we've got 9 teams from across the UP that'll be competing for Construction Skills Challenge champion. So things kind of kick off at 9 o'clock in the morning, and by 3:30 we'll be concluded, and then we'll work through the judging and select the top team in the UP.
Now, are these kids, or these adults, who's going to be involved?
Yeah, these are high school students that have been selected by their CTE instructors. So they're teams of 5 that will compete all day in building the structure that we're building this year is a children's playhouse. So pretty good size one. It's 4 foot by 5 foot by 5 foot tall.
And they're all building the same thing, or they have their own projects or their own jobs within the overall project?
So each team is building a structure. So the 9 teams, one of them will be building the playhouse at the same time. So each team is building the same structure to compete, correct?
Oh, okay. And they win prizes then potentially?
They do win prizes and a years-long ability for bragging rights with the trophy.
Now, there's also a welding challenge.
There is, and I think Ryan Stern, Michigan Building Trades, probably could help you more with that.
Okay, then let's talk with him.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. So the welding challenge, is this being done in conjunction with the construction challenge at the same time?
It is. It's there's two different competitions here. There's the construction and then there's the welding. We have 45 students coming in on the welding side. They're going to compete in one of 3 different competitions. We have a stick welding competition, a wire feed welding competition, and an advanced competition.
And so what will they be trying to do? It's easy to for someone to imagine, okay, we're going to build a child's playhouse. What will the welding part of it be? How do you determine a winner there?
So they'll be doing a weld that's similar to a certification weld that they would be getting if they were going to go out on a job site. It'll be making sure or seeing who can do the weld the most effective and make it as thorough as possible. Also, while working safely, using time management, and also there's a little side competition we added this year where they will be working with the operating engineers for some bonus points and doing an operating challenge.
Excellent. And these kids, where are they from? Are they all from a Marquette County area or from everywhere?
All across the UP. They were hand-selected by their high school CTE program as the best welders in their classes and just sent here to compete.
Okay, so where's all this taking place at on Friday?
It's taking place at the Carpenters and Millwrights Training Center in Nagani.
Okay, is this something the public can watch, or is it something that's kind of controlled?
Internally, it's controlled. We do invite elected officials and, of course, their CTE instructors and superintendents, principals, things like that. But the general public could watch this via the UP Construction Council Facebook Live. We're going to Facebook Live it, so you'll be able to watch it for however long you might have to get in and take a look at our Facebook page.
Okay. Anything else about Friday you want to let people know about?
Just that we're excited to, again, watch students compete. This has been going on since 2007, so this has been around for quite a while, and students look forward to this every year, and, you know, it's a big competition, right? I mean, it's bragging rights for the next year, and it's a great opportunity. Some students, right, they may not participate in some kind of sports or athletic or band or what have you, and this is their this is their competition, right? So these students that have focused on CTE and really done a great job, they have their opportunity to compete too.
One other thing I would add is, you know, we couldn't pull this off without the Carpenters and Millwrights lending us their training center to use for the day. And then we have a whole host of sponsors, and there's no way we could make this or pull this event off without all the donations of materials and dollars to help get these kids and make it a fun day for them.